I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
Thinking about a trip to Southern Europe? You know, when the time is right. How about the Balkan nation Bulgaria? Stocked with a diverse terrain, ringed by the Black Sea coastline, mountains, rivers like the Danube. Yes, Bulgaria, a cultural melting kettle swayed by Greek, Slavic, Ottoman, and Persian norms, not to mention the nation's rich heritage linked to traditional dance, folk music, festive costumes, and crafts for the would-be shopper. Our first stop in Bulgaria is the capital city, Sofia, located at the domed Vitosha Mountain. The city dates back to the 5th century BC. And if we hear street music echoing in the background, there's a good reason why. Bulgarian music, an essential part of the country's folk tradition and lore, was shaped by its difficult efforts for liberation in the late 19th century. This stressful period inspired the creation of songs in response to national strife like the Ottoman domination, Balkan conflicts, and world wars. More recently, the wave of immigration in the 1990s divorced Bulgaria from some of its emerging talent that departed for other lands. And yet folk songs, sacred, secular, and political, still retain a place of honor and celebration in Bulgaria's musical history. Bulgarian vocal performance techniques are uniquely invested with diatonic scales, pentatonic scales, chromatic scales with augmented intervals, and intonation variation that gives the sound an unmistakable branding that sets it apart from other Western vocal treatments. Other characteristics in Bulgarian vocal music include the employment of vocal lines that move up and down by quarter tones, intricate harmonies, and unbalanced rhythms that can be, for the unsuspecting listener, both fascinating and unsettling. Various regions in Bulgaria sustain their own particular folk music and dance forms that feature not only vocal music, but instrumental works that use instruments like the gaida bagpipe, kaval, rimblown flute, zurna, or zurler woodwinds, the guitar-like tambora, the violin-like gadulka, and the tapan, a large two-headed drum. What's more, it's no surprise that Balkan folk dances are equally elaborate, known as horo, a circle dance or line dance that on occasion weaves through streets and village squares. Finally, note that Bulgarian dances can have a modest, reflective tempo, while others are fast-paced and frankly exhausting in a fun kind of way. Now I leave it up to you to determine if, while we're in country, a bit of rakia will aid your recovery. That's the fruit-flavored adult beverage that's powerful, with a capital P for potent. However, if you do indulge in this Bulgarian tradition, please remember that the first sip is the most important. So before you partake, exhale deeply, then take a brisk yet small sip, followed by a long breath through your nose. Keep breathing. And, just like the music, results may vary wildly. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.